Today's Friday, June 1st, 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Extron Electronics.
Today's Daily Download comes to us from Resi Week, Episode 116. Matt Scott is joined by Mitch Klein from the Z-Wave Alliance and myself talking about Silicon Labs purchasing Z-Wave from Sigma Design. Mitch starts off the conversation today talking about what to expect from the technology moving forward.
First of all, understand that Silicon Labs is an engineering company. Mm-hmm. That's what they founded upon. That's what they're exceptionally good at is engineering. And it's a huge win for all of the Alliance members and the Z-Wave people just from the perspective that it's now an engineering company that owns the technology. And they acquired Z-Wave in a large part because our go-to-market strategy, we've been kicking butt. Zigbee, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, they're so racked up in arm wrestling over the technology and the specifications that we've just kicked their butts and, you know, just gone to market with the stuff. So that's one thing. In terms of where it could go, well, we can speculate that the engineering will just simply move the current Z-Wave product plan up a notch and move it out faster, do it better, do it cheaper. That's one perspective we could take. Another one is to say, okay, let's move beyond the hardware. Let's say, you know, you put one module together with all the chips in there and you tie them all in through some software that makes interoperability a reality. That's a pretty cool speculation to do right there, so that the radio will become secondary to the application layer.
Right.
Again, pure speculation, but one would assume that that would be a good thing to do. Probably not going to happen as fast as everyone watching this would like, but my guess is you will definitely see that the Z-Wave would likely become the go-to interoperability layer, which could be placed on whichever radio a manufacturer would want to use. Again, all speculation.
Of course, but it kind of, the writing's on the wall that if they're going to buy the Alliance, that's kind of what they're probably going to do. They're not going to run it as a standalone, likely.
Well, we can speculate on that, but
that's what I'm here for.
Yeah, I mean, for anyone that's involved in the smart home, whether retailers, resellers, installers, so on and so forth, there is no downside to this. It is purely upside. It gives an endless loop of possibilities. And again, I'm really excited about it. And our members are as well.
Tim, when I look at this and, you know, when I hear what Mitch is talking about, which is, you know, discussions that you and I have had a couple of times about this story. The biggest thing that I see is, yeah, if there's a potential to have Z-Wave as kind of that interoperability layer, I love that concept because to me, the biggest thing that's holding back some of the smart home and smart home product deployment is the lack of security in some of those existing protocols.
Oh, totally.
Z-Wave is notoriously good at that. I can't be the only one who's looking at this going, this is going to boost potential security of all of these other products.
Well, no, and here's what it's an interesting timing, actually, because AV Nation is getting ready for Infocom. Right? And the reason I bring that up is because Infocom, for the first time, is having something called the Integrated Life Section. It's a pavilion that they put together. I want to say it's in the North Hall. It's a number of what I would consider inherently residential or like commercial products. And in that, you're going to have a number of Z-Wave customers, and you're going to have commercial and pro AV dealers looking at these products. Take it back to the residential side for a second. One of the things that folks like Haggai Feiner from Access Networks has been preaching about, and so has our buddy Bruno Napoli, about, you know, this stuff has got to be secure, otherwise, as an integrator, as a dealer that's putting this stuff in, you're going to be liable, right? So having the engineering background, I mean, Mitch said it very well, these are engineers. Having this engineering background and these engineering smarts to give, you know, the Z-Wave technology that added security boost, I think is nothing but a good thing. Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
the network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
This
is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.